Can't afford a family vacation this summer? Think again. Introducing a travel destination everyone can afford. Backyard Funland. Conveniently located behind your house, Backyard Funland features tons of activities for the kids. Enjoy hide and seek in the enchanted forest of dead plants.
Who knew turning off the sprinklers to save money on water could be so exciting?
Put the pedal to the metal with Mom's rusty exercise bike.
Are you fast enough to outrun tetanus?
Enjoy a cool drink from the garden hose.
Doctors advise against it, but I did it, and I'm fine.
Backyard Funland also has treats for parents, like the ice chest full of tasty beverages at Michelob Ultraland. And stop by Lounge Chair Springs to just kick back, relax, and enjoy the view of the power lines. Backyard Funland, an affordable vacation for all.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Thursday can't get here soon enough.
That's today.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Really? But tomorrow's Friday.
All right, calm down.
Let's get through today.
Shut up! Nobody asked you!
I love your positive attitude.
It's a perfect way to start the day.
Yeah. So are you ready to get started?
Really need some coffee.
I'm going to need more than coffee.
Coffee's good.
It's a start.
Okay, let's get going.
It's showtime, folks.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that work? Well, you need to enable the skill first. You just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen, you just do that one time. And every time you want to listen on the Alexa device, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. It's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You have to add the VA in there. You can also search the Mike Show VA on, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you will find the link to the podcast, which is a repack of our live show that we do Monday through Friday, each weekday between 8-ish and 11-ish. And we just repack it into a full-length podcast so that you can enjoy it again and again and again at your leisure. Been doing that for years now, so there's just tons of content. It's like our virtual time machine. You can go back and listen to all the episodes. If that isn't enough for you, take two. you can even watch our show segments on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. And you can use that for our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, X, MySpace, your place, my face. Anyway, hi there. Thursday Editioners, we like to call it around here, Friday Eve. We got Foster joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. She is bringing Allison from Spring Oak Senior Living this morning on the program. And we've got a Theatre Thursday with the folks from the Mark W. Forman Foundation. They will be joining us as well. In addition to all of that, of course, we have your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got some good news for you as well. And then we've got this. Somebody added it all up, and it's a new poll by the Band-Aid brand. What is that? Curad, whatever it is. Well, anyway, they did a survey, and they say you will suffer. You'll suffer. You're going to suffer 4,000 cuts, scrapes, and bruises in your life. So we'll break that down and talk to you about that. Plus, top most common reasons for your boo-boos. Okay, that's all on the way. That's our top list. All right, let's do this. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Man, it's hot. Hotter than the 4th of July. And there you are, driving your work truck in the heat of day. And no matter how high you turn on the air conditioner, it still ain't cooling your core. You need Cool Breeze. Cool Breeze easily attaches to one of your air conditioner vents. With a long hose to go up your shorts and blow a cool breeze on your firecracker and cherry bombs. Finally, cool relief.
Cool Breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing around my junk all the time.
Make some room in your shorts for a cool breeze.
Cool Breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing around my junk all the time.
Yep.
Stay cool, man.
Yep. I will. It's the Mike Show. So darned happy you're still with us. Sorry we're running a little bit behind on the show. Anyway, would you say that you're more injury prone than most? Well, here's the average. A new poll by the Band-Aid brand Curaid found the average adult suffers 35 scrapes and bruises each year. So we're injuring ourselves right around three times a month, whether we want to or not. Kids are even more injury prone, obviously. And when you count all those old injuries, the study found the average American racks up around 4,000 cuts, scrapes, and bruises over the course of their life. The most common reason we injure ourselves or we get distracted or aren't paying attention. General clumsiness and kitchen-related incidents. We also have plenty of near misses. 80% have almost injured themselves while using their phone. 32% said it happened while just walking and texting, 24% while talking on the phone, 19% were scrolling through social media. Here's the last statistic from this. The poll found 1 in 4 people worry about other people judging them as weak or sickly if they have a Band-Aid on. But at the other end of the spectrum, 1 in 8 really want you to ask about their injury. So with that, that brings us to our top list. You know, the average person collects 4,000 scrapes, cuts, and bruises over their lifetime. The funny thing is that out of all those boo-boos, they're caused by the same handful of things. See what we mean with today's list? It's our top list today. Top most common reasons for our boo-boos. All right, here we go. Number one. You woke up in a bathtub full of ice water after a night of drinking in Tijuana. That would be...
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
There you go. Yep. top most common reasons for your boo-boos. As a kid, you thought you were Superman and jumped off your roof. Turns out, you're not Superman. Top most common reasons for boo-boos. Alcohol plus fireworks equals ouchie. You got lippy with Chris Brown. Sorry. Top most common reasons for our boo-boos. Know the part of the movie where the party animal crushes a beer can on his forehead? That really doesn't work in real life. Top most common reasons for our boo-boos. Brittany made knife juggling look so easy on Instagram. Top most common reasons for your boo-boos. You're a redneck, and rednecks own trampolines, And top most common reasons for your boo-boos. Your cat attacked you for doing something that's called existing. Yeah, existing. It's the Mike Show, Thursday edition, or as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve. Coming up, we have news, and not headline news. We'll get to that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Why Earthright? Because we're not just solar. We're roofing, energy efficiency, battery backup. We're your home energy partner from top to bottom. You don't need five different contractors. You need one team that gets the big picture and knows how to save you the most money long term. That's Earthright. Local, experienced, and here to make it easy.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Jeff Bezos had to change one of his wedding venues due to protesters. Just like he had to change the woman he's married to due to cheating on his first wife. Kim Kardashian has been cast in the live-action Bratz doll movie. To make her look more like a plastic doll, makeup artists will have to do absolutely nothing. A Russian billionaire claims he fathered over 100 children. His name is Nikolai Cannon. The Diddy trial is nearing its conclusion. Pretty soon, Johnson's Baby Oil will have to start paying for advertising again. And Arnold Schwarzenegger says he was once in a feud with Sylvester Stallone. The loser was the English language. This is not headline news.
It's not. It's the Mike Show, however. I'm so happy you could join us on this sunny, hot, sticky day. Supposed to get better, but, you know, it's, well, we'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. How about this? All right, so the AC in our upstairs went out. It just stopped working. Yep. Now downstairs, it is fine. It's like teeth chattering fine, but upstairs, it's really 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 hot, or at least it was. And as I mentioned on Tuesday's program, I am suffering with shingles.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
No, shingles, and I don't know if you've ever had them, but they are extremely painful. And it is not just like, you know, it comes from the chicken pox virus. But anyway, I digress. Anybody that has had chicken pox can get the shingles. And it basically lives in your nerve endings and it causes some nerve damage. So like right now, and this is maybe two weeks in, it feels like I have electric hornets that are not only stabbing me, you know, with stingers, but they're also inducing electric shock as well as they sting me. And it makes it very, very difficult to get to sleep and then to stay asleep. But there's this new study that found that there is a there's a fruit. And if you have this, if you eat this every day, it might help you sleep better. No, it's not an apple. That might keep the doctor away. But this one could keep you from lying awake in bed at night. It's a new study from the folks at Penn State. They found eating avocados might help you sleep better. Researchers had people eat one avocado a day for 6 months, and they were surprised to find that their sleep improved. And also it lowered their cholesterol, which they were expecting. But they're not sure why it helped them sleep better. Their best guess, it's all the extra nutrients avocados have. They're loaded with fiber and potassium, folate, vitamin K, and monounsaturated. Monounsaturated. That's supposedly the good fat and other good stuff. They say more research is needed to figure out exactly why avocados might help you sleep. But sleeping well is important to your overall health and aging. So it could be an easy way to improve your health in general. All right, coming up, we are going to get smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, here's something I want to eat. It's a Jersey Mike's sub.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. At the time General Custer had his last stand against the Native American tribes in the West, the Brooklyn Bridge was just getting finished in the East. Number two. The World Series has been a best of nine four times instead of the traditional best of seven. 1903, 1919, 1920, and 1921. The goal was to generate more revenue by having more games. Number three, Elvis only had three concerts outside of the U.S. his entire career, and they were all in Canada in 1957. Number four, the closest distance between the U.S. and Africa is 3,154 miles. It is from, how do you pronounce this? Quoddy. Quoddy. It's from Quoddy Head, Maine to what? How do you pronounce that?
Elbedusa.
Elbedusa?
Elbedusa.
Okay, thanks. In Morocco. That's about 200 miles less, by the way, than going from the same spot in Maine to San Diego, California, which means a whale's... Never mind. Number five. Samuel L. Jackson was supposed to have a giant afro in Pulp Fiction, but the production assistant didn't know. The production assistant went to get him a wig, but didn't know the difference between an afro and a Jerry curl. So Jerry curl it was, and those are your five random facts. Let's play the outro.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts. Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place those in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way.
Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, and that means Foster joins us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Foster.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, surprisingly. Each and every Thursday, Foster joins us, and sometimes she brings us a guest. Today's no exception. Who did you bring?
I'm excited about today's guest. I have Allie with Spring Oak Senior Living with me. And
hey, Allie.
Hello. She will get to tell you a little bit about who Spring Oak is and their presence in Bedford and some awesome things they have coming up. So feel free, take it away.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Allie, thank you so much for joining us. No, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. So tell us about Spring Oaks. Tell us about the business, the community, and generalities. Mm-hmm. And then we've got an upcoming event. You've got an upcoming event that we'll talk about. Let's hear about the property and what it is that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you guys for having me on. Spring Oaks Senior Living we're a family-owned company. We have buildings in New Jersey, Virginia, South Carolina. More importantly, we are honored to have to call the National Elks Home in Bedford our home. So I grew up not too far from this area, so I'm really happy to be a part of this area. I went to school just down the road at Radford University, so I love these mountains. It's a great place to call home. So we are hosting an event upcoming this Saturday on June 28th from 3 to 6 p.m. We really want to invite the community out to have some fun with us. We were going to have some live music featuring Thomas Taylor. It's going to be a great time. The weather looks like it's going to hold out for us. The heat wave is coming down slightly, but we're going to help keep you cool. We will have free water, of course, free lemonade stand. It's a completely free event. We are collaborating with Bedford Get Together to kind of restore Christmas at the Elks Home, because that's huge tradition here. And we really want to see it, back to its full swing and full potential. We really want to be a part of the community. And I feel like that's, a great way for us, kind of give back and bring that tradition back. But we will have a bounce house for the kids. We'll have games, a shaded tent with plenty of games. We have the Frosty Penguin, who is going to be joining us to provide some snow cones and some ways to cool off for the event. Seating is limited, so if you do have a lawn chair, please bring your lawn chair. That way we can ensure you have a good seat, but we will have some seating for everybody. We'll make sure everybody has a spot. Parking will be located behind the building and the front lane, but we will have people out there to help you. But come out, show out, bring your whole family. We would love to have you and kind of give you a little idea of what Spring Oak is all about.
It is. It's such a beautiful property, and this is a great way to feature it. I love when you guys have anything out there that you know that the yes. public is invited to. And it's how long? How old is that property? How old is the building? And I mean, this is historic stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been there early 1900s. It was the Hotel Bedford before the Elks took it over. And I think it was like 1916 around there. Don't quote me, but it was around that area that it became the National Elks home. And we have so many people who work in our building who have worked there for 40 or 50 years who have really wow. that have that history. We have residents who've been there for that long. I mean, that's kind of the beauty of, like, I've really enjoyed of learning, like, everybody has a tie to this building. There's a family member who's been there, a family member who's worked there. I mean, it's such a huge staple, and that's something we want to do as Spring Oak is we want to be a part of the community because we're here to stay. We really, you know, we love what we do. We're a family-owned company. Family is important to us, and that's how we operate in business. I mean, we, like, operate, like, compassion first, the residents first. I mean, these are our family. So, and you know, our family is the community, and we want to bring them a part of it. And when I started going to that building, I was like, we had that beautiful big front lawn. Like, let's do something with that. Let's bring people back. I mean, it used to be a golf course. So okay. I was like, we got plenty of room.
Yeah. No, it is an absolutely gorgeous piece of property. And this is a great way to highlight what it is that you all do and get people out there, and a great community event too. We need, we need more of those.
I think we plan on doing it.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting, like, you guys partnering with Bedford Get Together, too, because there's so many great organizations here that all really care about the Elks home. It's not just mm-hmm. individuals. Like, it's our whole community loves it. Absolutely. And as somebody that grew up here, I have been there more times than I can count for every event known to man. It's really cool, too, like, some of the history of it. A lot of the Bedford boys live there in their retired years. And Bill Murray has even been there, which was just the coolest thing. It's in What About Bob? So we're excited. It's been really cool, like, the past two or so years, seeing Spring Oak really invest in the property yeah. and bring a new life back to it. So I'm really excited for this. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we will also have tours of the building throughout the event. If you want to come in and cool off, we're happy to show you around anytime. Y'all, everybody's always welcome. We're going to be having more community events going forward. We really want to open our doors back up to the community and just, you know, have a part of that.
Absolutely. Well, Allie, okay. thank you so much for joining us and telling us about this. It's happening at Spring Oak Bedford. It's Concert on the Lawn. It's Saturday, June 28th from 3 until 6. And you said that there's no fee. It's free. Nope.
Completely free admission. Come and join us. We want to have some good old fun, kind of kick off the 4th of July. Because it's coming up soon.
Very cool. Well, again, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to getting out to that event.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you both. I hope you'll have a great day.
Thanks, Allie.
You too.
All right. Jetting off from the airport.
Oh, yeah. I'm headed to Bedford. Got to get there for that event.
Absolutely.
Yay, awesome.
I'll see y'all soon.
All right. Safe travels. It is. I'm going through the thing, and it's no, I don't want to ban her. There she goes. I don't want to ban her because we definitely want to have her back. Really cool event, and we'll post all the details up on this broadcast at the Mike Show VA. So Foster, what else is going on? What do you have going on with Bedford Area Chamber?
Well, we just got through our business roundtable Leading with Vision this week. That was on Tuesday, and that was so much fun. It was a great event. We had a great turnout. Amanda with Artisan Leader did a fantastic job as usual. So we've just finished the last thing in June. So we're going on to the next thing, which is another networking event with Hillcats in July. Nice. That'll be July 10th. Yeah, I'm excited to go back. The one in June was so much fun. So I'm excited to go back, and we'll have we already have like a pretty big group coming with us. So seating is limited. If you want to come join us at a VIP skybox and have your meal comped and enjoy the game, now's the time to RSVP. But beyond that, we have programming in August, September, October, November. that's starting to creep up on us. I know it sounds far away, but August is just almost 1 month away, which is crazy.
Yep.
So our fall job fair is scheduled for August 22nd from 10:30 to 2 p.m. at Blue Ridge Community Church in New London. And I'm super excited for this. This is our first time bringing back the fall job fair since COVID. So we've already had a really good response. As you know, me and Kayla try to do things like really intentionally. If people aren't asking for something or if they're saying it's not working, we don't do it. So some of the feedback we've heard over the past 3 years since I've been here is, are you going to do a second job fair? We love your job fair. We make great connections. We meet a lot of job seekers. It's just a great event. And so we were like, well, we'll think about it. Is it? And so we wanted to know, like, is it too much to have two job fairs in the same year? And everybody was really on board for it. So we're bringing back the fall version and I'm really excited. This event, as you know, we've really built it up since my time here, and we have a lot of great community partners that come and join us and provide resources. And we have free childcare and a free clothing closet that has everything from like boots to blouses to blazers to full suits. So we do a lot of cool things with this, and yeah, I'm really excited for that one. And yeah, registration is open for that. So anybody that's interested in attending as an employer, they can absolutely sign up. We try to make it easy on everybody. We have a great partnership with Overstreet Hardware and Event Rentals. So they bring all of the tables, all of these 6-foot tables to us so that our exhibitors don't have to bring anything but literally a tablecloth and any materials you want to give to job seekers. So we'll have chairs, tables set up. We'll have lunch there for you. We'll probably do Jersey Mike subs again, which nice. Everybody loves. Yeah, so it's a really fun day, and it actually works. Like, people follow up with me and they say, hey, I was able to hire somebody for my branch, or we were able to fill the two highest need positions for this department. And it's really nice to know that what we do actually
works. That is really, really cool. And it's and what you guys bring to the table, and what the changes that I've seen, the additions that I've seen, they're very substantive. It's not the same old job fair. It is. If you're a job seeker, or if you are a business that's looking to hire, and this time, I mean, man, oh man, in this economy and the way it is, you would think that that everybody would have a job, or folks that really wanted a job would have a job. But it's a challenging time. This is an interesting, yes, challenging time. So coming up with different ways and unique ways to connect folks and do it one on one, face to face, rather than through AI or an app or something like that. Yeah. That is also, sometimes the good old fashioned way is the best way.
It really is. Like, there's a reason that, like, during COVID, so many of us were isolated, and like, it took so long for us to recover, because we're meant to have community. We're meant to be face to face with people and have conversations and be real and honest with each other. So it's cool to kind of see like business people that have never done a job fair before come and do it and just like talk to people about who they are and what they're looking for and what their values are. Like, it just really, it takes away all the barriers that I think technology creates for us that makes us feel less like people and more like, I don't know, numbers or a resume, because that's not all that we are at all.
No. So registration is available for that if you're a business, and it's free to attend if you're an individual.
Yep, it is. And we have plenty of parking on site. I also want to just mention this. There's actually, I know our local commuter program advocate pretty well. And there is a app called Connecting Virginia that allows you to find public transit options in your area. And in a place like Bedford, we don't have really that much public transit outside of the Otter bus in the town. So you're able to see rideshare options. So if somebody is going to the same or along the same route to work as you, or to the same event, you have the same job fair as you, you can message them and be like, hey, like, if you're willing to meet up with me, we can take a ride together. We can split gas. We can do whatever. So if you don't have a ride there, or aren't sure if you can make it there at the time that you want to go, that's a really cool app. I actually downloaded it on my phone and have been like playing around with it. So just a nice option.
Very, very cool. And then real quick, you've got the annual Excellence in Business Awards Gala. Yep. Tickets are available now, and you can find them on the website.
Yep, and we're over a fourth of the way through with ticket sales, and it's literally only been open for less than a month, about 3.5 weeks now. So if you want to be there, and you should, it's a great event, then go ahead and get your seat while you still can, because I'm hoping. We got so close to selling out last year. I'm hoping we will sell out this year.
And the date of this event is?
September 25th from 5 to 8:30 at the beautiful Cedar Oaks Farm.
Absolutely. Well, get your tickets. Go to BedfordAreaChamber.com. If you're not a member of the Bedford Area Chamber, you need to be. Contact them. Get in touch with them. It's a great way to increase your circle of influence, increase your contacts, and increase your business. You don't have to physically be located in Bedford, the town or county. You can from anywhere in our area. Mm-hmm. If you're looking to do business with 400 plus businesses and thousands of contacts, this is a great way to do it.
Absolutely.
Foster.
Mike.
Thank you so much. We will talk again soon. It's the Mike Show Thursday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That means it's Theatray.
Theatray Thursday, my favorite day of the week.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. All right. Really is.
Lower your expectations. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Raise your expectations because we have another segment of Theatray Thursday. Guests in the house. Who is joining us today?
Hey, Mike, it's great to be here. So I have Amanda Carpen. She's with Commerce Street Theater, and she has brought on Gabriella Besworth, and they are here to talk about a play reading that is coming up on Saturday night called Conversations with My Therapist.
Very, very cool. Looking forward to hearing about this. We love Commerce Street Theater. It is such a cool space. Tell us about this.
So this is our first play reading series that we have done at Commerce Street Theater. This is the second in a 3-show series featuring local playwrights and their new works.
Okay.
I really appreciate that you guys are featuring new works at that beginning stage. A lot of people think that you write a play and then you just put it on the stage. No, it goes through so many revisions and processes. And so one of the very necessary steps is workshopping it and having it read. And this is a great series. So I'm very glad to see Commerce Street bringing this about.
Well, tell us about Conversations and let's hear about what we can expect.
Well, it takes place in a therapist's office, the entirety of the play. It's one set, and it's basically a therapist trying to solve my problems, which I refused to take her advice until my health declined and I had to make a decision. Do I transition from Michael to Gabriella, or do I start digging my grave?
I think it is so necessary in this day where mental health concerns are that we do explore these relationships. And they do make great theater and great plays. So that's excellent. Talk us through how you got the idea to make this journey into a play.
I went to Liberty film school for a couple of years, and there was a guest speaker, Dan Gordon, who wrote Wyatt Earp, for example. Mm-hmm. And he came and visited, and he said, if you want to put some emotional depth into your story, tell the story that you never wanted anybody to know about, because it would be very emotional.
Yeah.
And I stuck that in the back of my mind, and then I went to Sweetbriar, and I took some playwriting classes, and I felt very safe there. Mm-hmm. It was a community. Dr. Kirshner was one of my professors. And the students embraced me, and I thought, let me start writing this.
Yeah.
So I started then, and then I put it away for 6 or 7 years. I went off and got my MFA, came back and found this half-written script. And I thought, because of the current political climate, this might be a good time to
absolutely
dust it off,
mm-hmm,
and give people a different perspective.
Yes, yes.
The perspective they get today, they're listening to legislatures and governors who put fear into their constituents' minds, because they're going to think some guy is going to go into the ladies' room and mess with your daughter.
Right.
And I just wanted to put a different spin on who the trans community is, and mm-hmm, and assure them they've got more to worry about protecting their daughter than me doing something. You ought to worry about the high school quarterback that's dating your daughter, right, more so than me.
And now, so how long did it take you to kind of complete this work and get it ready to a point where it is now at ready to be workshopped?
This was probably rewritten 30 times.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, writing plays is extremely, extremely challenging. So, now, Amanda, tell us, so this is the second in a play reading series. Commerce Street has kind of taken this in a new direction. Talk a little bit about how you guys are bringing new work onto the stage.
Well, Dr. Kirshner, who Gabriella just mentioned, he has spearheaded seeking works from local writers. And luckily for us, Dr. Kirshner is really embedded in the theater community around, yeah, here, and he knows quite a few people, and mm-hmm, obviously had worked with Gabriella before. So it was, he thought it would be, we have chunks of the year where we don't have a fully staged show in the theater. And we are at a point as a smaller theater that we like to have programming, mm-hmm, for, yeah, the entire, mm-hmm, year. And this is a wonderful way for us to highlight some of the amazing people in Lynchburg and the surrounding areas, and really invite new segments of the community into our theater that, you know, maybe have felt somewhat underserved.
And playwrights are the unsung heroes. They're the ones who, you know, they really are. They put so much of themselves and their time into their works, and to be able to bring it to the stage and create it, like, we get to do that, but I really do feel like the playwright is just that foundational piece, and we have so many locally.
Yes, we do.
That it's so great to see that their works are finally kind of being brought in front of an audience, which is what I think every playwright wants.
It is. And the other thing about the play reading series is it is free. So don't need to reserve a ticket. You can just come in. And I think that allows more people from the community to have access, sure, to these works. And I think it often attracts a wider demographic for, right, feedback for playwrights. It's important for us to support the community as much as they support us.
Oh, yeah.
So we offer these free, and we will be doing it yearly, and there are plans to do it again next year.
That is fantastic. Well,
and Commerce Street Theater is such a fantastic theater. And when I started working with them several years ago, mm-hmm, and started occupying some space within the theater, I look at potential opportunities, and I kept looking around at this space for years that was only used for maybe four productions, and then the rest of the time I'd walk through and it was vacant, and I went, there should be programming in here. There should be more of that. So hats off to Dr. Kirshner and you and everybody at Commerce Street for seeing that vision and seeing the realization of the opportunity to have more community in that space and to have more productions in that space.
Thank you.
Yes. Absolutely. So what is your role? Tell folks your role with Commerce Street Theater.
I'm currently the new artistic director at Commerce Street Theater. Okay. So I oversee the artistic vision.
Very nice.
I also oversee staffing of the shows and the planning of the seasons. And I will be directing this staged reading featuring Gabrielle's work. So I'm doing a lot. In fact, right after this, I'm going to be doing the costume rooms, some organizing and some really dirty work.
Well, and that's also the thing about community theater is that you all are all volunteers. This is something we do for the love of it. We don't do it for a paycheck. We do it because we love it. So I think that's really fantastic. So congratulations in your new role.
Thank you.
And Gabriella, thank you for sharing your story.
Absolutely.
Just being willing to put your story in front of an audience, that is absolutely marvelous. I can't wait to see it on Saturday.
Looking forward to seeing the reaction I get, especially in a very devout conservative community.
Mm-hmm. My hope is you will be very surprised with the warmth and the welcoming that you receive, because love is love and people are people, and we love all people. So, the Conversations with My Therapist is on Saturday evening. It is a free event at Commerce Street Theater. What time does it start?
7:30.
All right. Doors are at 7?
We are actually going to open the doors at 6:30 because of the heat.
Yeah.
Way, if you park a little early downtown, you don't have to sit in your car and suffer.
Beautiful.
Yep.
And plus,
love
you
that.
Can come in and buy wine.
Yes.
All right. Done.
Wine and a play reading? That is my weekend. I love it. I love it.
Commerce Street, everybody. Commerce Street Theater, everybody. It's 1022 Commerce Street in downtown. Check them out at Commerce Street Theater, spelled the proper way, .org. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for
writing this and for workshopping this. This is fantastic. Looking forward to more of these opportunities. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program, and we also want to thank. And I want to share the screen right here. I've got Mark W. Foreman Foundation. We want to thank Aaron and the Mark W. Foreman Foundation for sponsoring Theatre Thursday and helping us out, helping us book guests and during the summer co-host. The production.
It's my favorite day of the week.
If you don't know Mark, he was a tremendous, tremendous man in the theater community, and he had passed, and his family took up the role and created the Mark W. Foreman Foundation for the Performing Arts. You can visit them at markwformanfoundation.org. There is everything from a calendar of events for all theater in our area, including youth theater.
Yep.
You can learn about that. You can learn about segments and sessions with us. You can also learn about a director's grant that the Mark W. Foreman Foundation has, which is rather transformative for productions. Tell us about that.
So the director's grant is $1,000 that we give to a director of a production. We give it twice a year, and that $1,000 is exclusively for that director to bring whatever vision that they need that they don't have the budget for.
Yeah.
And we do actually have one. Our applications are closing at the end of this month.
Okay.
So any future directors who are looking to increase that budget, definitely head to our website and apply for that.
Yeah, and that can be used for costumes. It can be used for set design. It can be used. Not. It can't be used for to pay the light bill.
No, it is not for the theater. So sorry, Amanda. It's not for the theater. It is for the production. It is for the director to take that. We've had directors use it to pay a supplemental for their stage managers. We've had directors use it to pay for a pit. And we've also had directors who had like set pieces, specialty set pieces that were just very costly, and they use that. So the grant is really open-ended, and it's for that production.
That's really cool. Again, you can learn more at markwformanfoundation.org. So thank you. Thanks, everybody, for what it is that you do in the theater community. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers. 1903. The Wright brothers' first flight is a success. Afterwards, the boys enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is Theatre Thursday.
Theatre Thursday.
Yet again, we have segment number two on the program.
Oh, and, I love two for days.
I know. And delighted to have the folks from the Mark W. Forman Foundation in the house. Aaron, you have no idea how much your dad meant to me.
Oh.
I mean, in all seriousness.
Thank you.
In a very, very short period of time working with him, it felt like we were friends for years. Mm-hmm. It was just he was effortless, and I really looked forward to every Thursday talking to this man and learning something, and just, you know, it was just a joy, and again, it was effortless.
Yeah.
And he became a very, very good friend. So
thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
I love hearing stories about my dad.
Well. So after your dad passed, you formed the Mark W. Forman Foundation for the Performing Arts. Let's tell folks about that.
Sure.
And then we'll talk about some upcoming events that you have, what it is that the foundation does, and then we'll talk a little bit about your dad.
Yeah, well, so when my dad passed, we were really struck by how the theater community had embraced us and reached out to us.
Yeah.
This is my mom, Chris. This
Hi,
is my
Chris.
Sister, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
My other sister, Lindsay, who is doing her pesky day job of being an attorney, had to be in court today, yeah. So she could not join us.
Pesky.
Pesky day jobs.
Yeah.
But she and I really were trying to figure out a way of how do we honor all of these theaters in this area of Dad's life that was so big to him and yeah. so meaningful to him. And the brainchild of this foundation came about 6 months after he passed.
Okay.
We announced it. There was a cabaret where we noticed every member of every theater in the area attended in his memory. And for us, that just was kind of our solidification of, yeah, we need to do this. So we announced it in January. It was a nonprofit in, what, April?
Mm-hmm.
And we went live in May of 2023.
Okay.
So we are a 2 year old or a little bit over 2 years old organization. And we are dedicated to supporting community theater in the Central Virginia area.
And that really was your dad's goal.
Absolutely.
Especially joining up with us and reintroducing the Theatre Thursday
yes.
segment. His goal was to highlight and support and promote all local theater and
yeah.
give all local theater, regardless of whether they paid for time or whether they were a sponsor or anything like that, just giving them all this platform and this voice and being able to talk about, you know, upcoming performances or fundraising events or whatever their need was. And I thought that was such a fantastic idea, and just open it to everybody. But then, you know, to have the website that features all of that information, and it's free.
Right. Absolutely.
The theaters don't have to pay for this.
We feature every theater. We do not charge them anything. And our ticket giveaways, our foundation purchases tickets from theaters. We don't accept tickets that are given to us because our purpose is to support them.
Yeah.
And a lot of these smaller theaters, tickets are their only way of making budgets and theaters expensive. Mm-hmm. So we offer the director's grant that we've talked about. And Dad had always said, I wish there was just one calendar that offered all of the performances that told you everything that was in the area.
Yeah.
So that is something that our foundation also provides. We do printed calendars for the community theaters. We distribute them at all the community theaters. So any theater thing you go to, you should be able to pick up a printed calendar to put on your fridge. Or you can always go to our website. Our website is updated. It has all the ticket links. We feature educational theaters as in addition to our community theaters.
Yeah.
And just having that one area where you can see everything that's going on certainly helps me plan better.
Yeah. So. Well, and not just theater performances in general, but even you've got the professional regional theaters, you've got you have community theaters, you have educational theater calendars as well, and you know, for auditions.
Yes, we also host a calendar for auditions because it's a really big time for our performers and our theaters, and is also good for other theaters to kind of say, oh, okay, they've planned their auditions this time. We can move our auditions to this time so that everybody's got a chance to attend.
It's a great coordinating tool, like you said. Now, talk about the director's grant again. We talked about it a little bit in the earlier segment, but for folks that are maybe just joining us for this one, talk about that.
Mom, talk about how we came up with the director's grant and what we did with it.
The director's grant came out of a hobby of Mark's.
Okay.
He was a consummate director, and he loved to direct shows, but he always felt constrained by the budgets. Sometimes there was a teeny little budget or no budget at all. And he would be lit on fire by the idea of having a special prop or special costume, or maybe bringing in special musicians that you needed extra money for.
Yeah.
So not only did he not ever, you know, accept the pay that was given to him as a director, he would reach into our bank account and fund whatever it was that
she's
would
not
make
better
his
at all.
Show. It would make his show special.
Nice.
And he got me interested in that, too. And
very cool.
We know it's still, you know, a deficit for directors.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about some of the director's grants that have been given out so far.
So we've had 5 recipients so far. The last director's grant we gave was to Chris Evans for The Color Purple. He directed that out in Little Town Players. And that director's grant paid for a live pit. So there are a lot of things in theater that are very costly that people just don't think about while they're sitting down. We had a director's grant recipient, Libby Gatsky, for Commerce Street Theater. She was doing Winnie the Pooh. She wanted some really nice costumes. And the materials and everything cost money. So that director's grant went exclusively to costumes. So there are many, many things that this director's grant does pay for. And we're very eager to be giving out another one at the end of the month. So if you are a director and interested in participating, you can go to our website, click on Director's Grant, and apply from there. It's a simple Google form. And we have a committee that's not us. It's a committee of theater goers and theater lovers who all vote for who to give the Director's Grant to.
Nice. Nice. All right, so you're being very quiet over there.
I am quiet. I'm a quiet person, but yes, it's nice to reflect on Dad and understand all the things that we're doing for Dad and in his honor.
What's one of your favorite memories about Dad?
One of my favorite memories about Dad is definitely when he played Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof, both productions at LTP and at Fine Art Center. Just that role for him was just, it embodied my dad. Just, especially when the song Far From the Home You Love, just that song just really hits home for me. And my dad's just, he gets teary-eyed at that part, and just, it breaks my heart. But yeah, absolutely. My dad was wonderful, and he was amazing with theater, and just, I'm really proud of who he was.
Absolutely. And so are we. Just a tremendous, tremendous man. So we're Aaron and I wanted to talk about Mark, not just from the foundation standpoint, because you have a lot of upcoming events. You've got something coming up with the Hillcats that we'll talk about in a second.
Yes, we do. We're excited about that.
But from Commerce Street Theater, and if you're not familiar, if you're just one of our audience members and not part of the theater community, you might not know that Tom Now had passed away. And he had been, what was his official role? He was Commerce Street Theater.
Tom Now was Commerce. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. He was the artistic director of Commerce Street, but he is the one who had the idea and the vision for creating that space, unique space. And that space, I mean, I had my wedding reception in that space. Yeah. We had Dad's funeral reception in that space. You know, that space is such a dear place in the Lynchburg Community Theater. Mm-hmm. And Tom Now was such a central figure that it really is one of the things I said when he passed was, Dad can't wait to work with you, because I'm sure he was delighted to see you, and they're doing lots of things up there. So,
our space, our studio found a home inside Commerce Street Theater for a year or two before we moved upstairs to this space, and I remember after doing the show, walking down through the theater, and it was either one of two things, and this would be for weeks and weeks and maybe months. It was either vacant, empty, dark, and I'd walk through the theater with my flashlight on, or Tom would be downstairs getting set up. Starting to build sets with wood,
right.
The old fashioned way, building sets in the shop. And I'd go down there sometimes, and Tom would have this huge ladder in the theater, right in the middle of the theater. Mm-hmm. And Tom's up on the top, the tippy top of this ladder, on one leg, trying to adjust something, and I'd go there and I'd try and be noisy enough that he knew I was coming down the steps, because you never knew with that man where he would be, and I kept I was like, how old is this guy?
He's
still up on this ladder doing this.
He's a true tech director, and I'm a tech director at EC Glass, and my first tech lessons were from Tom Now. He was a teacher too.
So we are going to now his memorial is going to be when?
His memorial is scheduled for July 26th. Okay. It's a Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4.
Okay,
it will be at Commerce Street, and then we will do a memorial show for
in
him.
And around that time.
Yes.
Yeah, in and around that time, we'll invite folks who knew and loved Tom, know and love Commerce Street Theater, and they're invited to share their thoughts.
Yes,
on the show. So you guys have an upcoming event at the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Yes, on August 26th, we are hosting Theater Night with the Hillcats.
Okay.
We were trying, Lindsay and I were playing around with titles, and we came up with Playbills and Pitches.
Okay.
Come on out. We are going to have just all of the theaters are invited to attend. It'll be an event for us. We strategically chose a Tuesday night because there are certain theaters who aren't available on any other nights, and so we picked a night that wasn't a tech week. So Wolfbane, you guys are invited and you guys are coming, because we picked Tuesday specifically so you guys could come.
All right, so when is this again?
This is August 26th. It's at the end of summer. The game starts at 6:30. We'll have a link on our website for discount tickets for the Hillcats, and we'll have all things theater related. We'll do some raffles. It'll be a great time.
Nice. Looking forward to that, and we'll post that up on our calendar as well.
And Dad loved baseball, so he would be about this.
This is really, really cool. It is the Mark W. Foreman Foundation for the Performing Arts. You can learn more by going to their website, markwformanfoundation.org. And if you're part of the local theater community, reach out to these folks too. If you're a director and you would like some additional funding for a production that you're doing, not to pay the light bills, but for something really cool, it could be props, it could be costumes, it could be something that's really going to make that performance stand out. Reach out to the foundation and apply for the director's grant.
Yes.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you for continuing to support this.
Absolutely. We would not have it any other way, and we're delighted to continue to work with the foundation and continue to work with Mark in that way. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. Thanks, gang.
Thank you.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces. Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
All right, let's open it up. Your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, people in Venice, Italy, are upset that Jeff Bezos' wedding with Lauren Sanchez, which might be happening this weekend, is going to foul things up for locals and tourists. Officials are denying reports that hotel rooms, water taxis, and gondolas are completely reserved. It all seems a bit extreme, but, well, that's Jeff Bezos.
When your guests hit the town and it's almost shut down, that's Jeff Bezos.
That's Jeff Bezos.
When the gifts have arrived all from Amazon Prime, that's Jeff Bezos.
That's Jeff Bezos.
Water taxis book, Venice on the hook, Ivanka and the Kush. All the billionaires are coming.
They are coming.
It would not all take place if his wife was still in space. That's Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to viral videos. The creators of the kids show, the Tiny Chef Show. Take two. The creators of the kids show, Tiny Chef. Good God, take three. All right, I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get it right. The creators of the kids show, the Tiny Chef Show, posted an emotional video about Nickelodeon canceling it, and they posted this to social media. Now, adults who have never seen the show are brought to tears when watching the video. Here's part.
Tiny Chef here. Hey, Nickelodeon. Ready to cook up some more episodes? Canceled? Bloody of me, canceled.
I'm not brought to tears. I think that's pretty darn funny. Police, or at least an officer in England, told a female coworker to pull his finger, and she refused. So Russell spun around and farted in her face. He might be fired for it.
Pull my finger!
What's this? The people on TikTok, they're celebrating the deliciousness of savoring raw onions. Some people are biting into them like an apple, but others have a more civilized method of dressing them up. They're also arguing over who came up with the trend first. Here's Cooking with Holly B, making her raw onion recipe.
Let's eat an onion. I would never choose to eat it as an apple, but it's an option. Let's make Van's onion again. Lemon, olive oil, some flaky salt, pepper, babe. Some everything but the bagel seasoning. Gorge. It's giving lox. Capers, babe. Someone in my comments said that these taste the way cigarettes smell. I'm gonna do a little balsamic glaze. Gorge. She's stunning. Duh. Let's give it a taste. Mm. You know you want to.
Yeah, I want to. All right. What is this?
Let's use that for Stupid Criminals. And we'll use that for Stupid Criminals as well. So the OG Blues Clues host, Steve Burns, you remember him? He's launching a podcast this fall called Alive. It's for all the adults who grew up watching him, and it'll focus on what it means to stay human in a complicated world. Here's part of his pitch.
It's basically a societal requirement at this point that everyone has a podcast. So why don't we have one? You and I. It could basically be what we've always done. You and I have always been about this deep and curious investigation of our world in search of these little bits of information that lead to greater understanding. Sounds like a podcast to me. I mean, it used to be about shapes and colors and letters and numbers and vegetables and stuff, but now it could really be about everything that makes it so weird and wonderful to be alive. I'm excited. I am.
All right.
Excited.
So, if there's no shapes, colors, numbers, and vegetables, I'm out. Let's see. Comedian? Yes. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Jeff Foxworthy does more of You Might Be a Redneck.
If you smoked during your wedding, you might be a redneck. If people ask to hunt in your front yard, you might be a redneck. If your two-year-old has more teeth than you do, you might be a redneck. If you've been on television more than five times describing what the tornado sounded like, you might be a redneck.
Yep, you might. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid, and then we have good news, and we're going to share that all with you. Coming up, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right. The mystery machine might be headed to Duncanville, Alabama, because someone robbed a Quick Stop convenience store there last weekend while wearing a Scooby-Doo costume. Scooby made off with cash and coins, but did not take any Scooby snacks. The suspect is described as a white male, approximately 5'9" tall. Authorities warned that he could get away with it, so they're asking for help, possibly from some meddling kids. Who knows? They posted some photos of the perp from the store's security camera. Let's take a look at these real quick. It's loading. Still loading. Okay. Here, let me share this. I'm going to put this up on the screen real quick. There we go. All right. The Scooby-Doo costume is a little closer to pajamas. There's no head. Instead, there's a ski mask over his head. Which, by the way, is perfect for a classic Scooby-Doo unmasking, right? People have posted funny comments on social media, including, "Have you interviewed Fred, Daphne, Velma, and Shaggy to see if they were waiting for Scooby in the mystery machine? Instead of an ankle monitor, can we do a shock collar? Ruh-roh, Raggy. Scooby-Doo, where are you? I think someone is trying to frame Scooby. When they take the mask off, it'll be Fred. Then that mask coming off will reveal Shaggy. And for the last twist, you never saw coming, it's the carnival owner. Yeah, he would have gotten away with it, too. I bet it's the old caretaker. And then Jinkies, I bet it's old man Winkles, who owns the haunted amusement park. Anywho, they're still investigating. Well, what else do we got? Oh, yeah, we got Dis. People in California are putting tape on Waymo cars' sensors to disable them and keep them from beeping at night. Here are some of the people involved in the vandalism and some of the noises that Waymo cars are making.
We just want the Waymos to stop beeping at night.
We're never interfering with the human driver.
Just with the robots.
Yeah, we've explained that to the police as well.
Man versus machine, yeah.
Wow. Please step back.
Yeah.
Stop honking. It's the middle of the night.
I think the solution is to treat these cars like they're cars. And so you can watch it even now. It didn't stop at all at the stop sign. It's rolling. It's rolled all the way. It stopped right at the edge. Wow.
I told them that this is a violation of the Santa Monica noise ordinance.
Yeah, you did. An Ohio woman has lost internet service and cable for days because someone shot the cable line with a shotgun. Here's Kathy Seaman talking about all the trouble she's had since June 15th.
We couldn't get the TV to start, and I have an app on my phone, and it said we were in an outage. I'm not making this up. Reason that you're having problems is because someone shot up our main power line with a shotgun. It's not okay to lose service 4 or 5 days in a row. I mean, it's not okay. You need to figure out what this is and get... And I said, why didn't somebody tell me that this is what was going on?
It's quite the sticky situation. Sorry. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment. A beach in Maine is in the news for adding a free dog library. Instead of books, it's got sticks and tennis balls that you can borrow. Or if your dog falls in love with a certain stick or ball, you're allowed to take them home if you want. Here's Lori Gray and her brother, the inventor of the dog library, George Russell, talking all about it.
He loves it. He just absolutely loves it. It just makes them a happier dog.
It feels awesome. They can take them home. They don't need to be returned. On an average day, there's a lot of dogs here. It's a great feeling that I put something together and it's getting used.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have coming up Hill City Slide. Visit hillcityslide.com to reserve your space and get tickets. Well, that is it. That is the program. We
are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow for the Finally Friday edition. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.